Let's be stoic. It's easier than it seems. It's not like you don't react to things. You just ignore your reactions and wait for them to pass. Being stoic is kind of like having a nervous breakdown or being catatonic, but on purpose. And you should seem cheerful while you do it. I'll need to be especially stoic to get through this. Although I guess it's not stoic to point that out. I have quite a letter here. I mentioned last week that I would be passing on your return addresses to the authority. I would do it with this one, but I don't need to. I'm pretty sure, well really I'm certain, that it's from the Whisperers. I thought it was a prank at first. After all, they don't really need to send letters. They can get into our heads. A letter seems like a step back. Still, I've read and reread this, and it mentions something that no one else would know about besides me, or someone who had been in my head. So, theory one. I've snapped. I have plenty of reason to, and don't we all? So let's say I've gone crazy and started sending letters to myself. That's not a happy theory. It would mean that I'm so crazy that I've managed to get paper, hide it from myself, write on it, and send it to myself without me or any of my usual messengers knowing. That's pretty crazy. Also, it seems like this crazy version of me has incredibly neat handwriting, which is a talent that he's been hiding from me for decades. That's a shame, because my sane handwriting is really terrible. I've lost some of my best ideas to it. It looks like I hold the pen with chopsticks, or it looks like someone trained a parrot to write with his claw, and then the parrot suffered head trauma. My writing's terrible. Anyway, if I've gone that far around the bend, then this letter might as well be from the Whisperers. Really, they might as well have my mind if I've lost it. At least someone will know where it is. Either way, I have reservations about reading this. If it's a product of my own madness, then reading it in public is really self-indulgent. If it's from the Whisperers, that's risky. We don't know all of their plans. On the other hand, if there's anything dangerous about it, the authority will probably censor it before they release it. Okay. Here we go. Sir, we know. We know the perils of solitude and the frustrations of community, distant but not distant. Close the gap without pressing too hard. Oh, for years the separation. We see each other as the stars in heaven, visible but unreachable, unknowable. And yet we have it. Unity. No I or we, and us. And us. The key to love is weakness shared. We know your fears. We have traveled to you. We know about Freddie Tate and the revolution. The revolution that ended in tears. Yet you were reconciled. Let it go. You can let it all go. We know the unmentionable, and we won't mention it. No better, no worse. A unity of equal parts. a unity without parts, eternal life you won't hate. Your favorite said, tell it slant. So this is the message for you. We will never surrender you, and you will come to us. You can find us at the portal to the stars, the observatory. You may pass on that address, the observatory, at Griffith Park. That's it. Griffith Park. I went on field trips there. I remember we went to the observatory in the daytime. I didn't see any stars or the point. I remember they had a pendulum there that never stopped moving. Griffith Park also makes me think of TV news. The line was usually like several heads and feet were found in Griffith Park, or an ear, or a whole body, you know, any amount of human remains. They all found their way to Griffith Park. They couldn't have chosen a creepier base. We all know they're there. I mean, that's not why I think the letter is authentic. It's that line about Freddie Tate and the revolution, the one that ended in tears. That's a story about middle school. Middle school is where our country used to put people who were between 11 and 13 years old and then forget about them. There aren't that many stories told about it. There were a million movies about how awkward high school is, but none about middle school. I think there was a book, like the main book about people in middle school or middle school age is Lord of the Flies. And that book probably tells you everything you need to know about it. You know, it was set on a desert island, probably in order to make the cruelty of middle school seem believable. Anyway, I went to middle school with a kid called Freddie Tate. I didn't spend a lot of time with him, but he was in my group when we went on this field trip to Magic Mountain. That was an amusement park in Valencia. Which is not relevant. We went there to celebrate our release from middle school and our start on the path to becoming human beings. As it turned out, I had quite a ways to go. Freddie Tate was not one of my usual friends, but he was with us that entire day. I don't know what he did to annoy me. He got next to me when we went on the Revolution, a roller coaster. The Revolution, that name had a double meaning. In the first place, it had loops and twists, which are revolutions, and it was themed after the Chinese Revolution. I didn't understand it then, and I don't understand it now. Freddie Tate was next to me, but I wanted to be next to somebody else. We were fastened in. The ride started. He was doing something annoying, and I screamed. It was loud enough that he could hear me over the roar of the thing. I screamed a whole list of his faults. I don't even remember what they were. They were true, and I know the whole thing ended with, "And that's why nobody likes you." That was probably the worst thing I've ever said to anyone. I mean, I've said worse things, but those things were made up. I mean, I was able to turn my head and look at Freddie next to me. He had tears streaming. They were streaming. They could either be sideways or backwards. They were towards his ears because of the acceleration. The drops flew off that little piece of cartilage that covers the ear hole. I felt awful. I didn't enjoy that ride or any rides after that. I wasn't able to face him for the rest of that day. Or really for the rest of middle school. But that was only about 2 weeks. That's Freddie Tate and the Revolution. Obviously, I've never told that story to anyone. Why would I? It makes me look bad, and it's not that interesting. It does haunt me, though. It's probably the reason I've always had a hard time telling people off. Or being mean to people. Through these calamitous years, I wonder if I wouldn't have been more violent, maybe I would have used weapons. Maybe life would be slightly easier if I had never known Freddy. You know, there's the possibility that Freddy wrote that letter to me. But how would he know it's me? My voice has changed since middle school, a little. And I don't think I've used my name. Also, we were reconciled. We met a few years later. I was walking through a park, and there was Freddy. He gave me a hug. That was weird. So I don't think it was him. Really, there are two possibilities. Either I've gone crazy, or humanity's greatest enemy has taken a personal interest in me. This is the world's last podcast. How was that? Did I maintain the appearance of cheerful stoicism? I hope so. I sure didn't maintain it in my real life. I didn't leave the house last week. My neighbor came by as usual, but I hid from him. I mean, I hid from him for longer than usual. Normally, I do go to the door after about 5 minutes, if he's still there. This week, I didn't move until I was sure he'd left. And he waits a long time. I haven't hid in my house that long since the days of the Jehovah's Witnesses. So I don't have anything to report. I thought about doing things I don't miss. But this week, I miss everything. Well, finally, the authority would like to announce the return of soccer. Oh, the all-new LA Galaxy. I'm sorry. My heart's really not in this. I was never interested in sports or soccer. I know people like it. I don't have an argument with them. It's just that to me, talking about sports, it's all talking about numbers. I have some tolerance for that. I mean, talking about numbers. Like, if there was an article about a new discovery and the relationship between prime numbers, I would always read the entire headline, and maybe even the first paragraph. But with sports, it's just this repetition of statistical averages and probabilities. So I'm not that excited they're making a comeback. On the other hand, it is something to do. So we can all be grateful for that. Well, I don't know what to expect. I sure hope to join you again next week. I hope that regardless of what happens, we'll be back together. Till then, take care.